and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Hey, welcome to March. It is March the 1st.
That's weird.
The month of February has ended. So, my mother had her birthday, and she was all happy because it was funny because, I don't know, like, we sent her a pizza, like, her favorite pizza as a surprise.
Yeah.
And you would have thought I delivered a car.
Aww.
It's like, oh, I'm so excited.
That's good.
You know, because she wasn't expecting it. Mm-hmm. Of course, you had to get the chocolate chip pizza that goes with it.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, welcome to March. I realized this morning we are 1 week away from daylight savings time.
It's 31 degrees right now, but daylight savings time is coming up.
Right. It feels like spring, right? Is it really 31?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And I was seeing that it's actually going to be worse, like on Monday when we get to work.
Yay.
We could have wind chills that are like around 2 or 3.
Oh. Well.
So it's just awful.
Man.
We talked to Hayden Huckabee the other day from Families Inc., and he was talking about the seasonal depression, basically.
Yeah, disorder. Like, you really are sad and depressed when it's rainy and cloudy.
Is there anybody out there who would say that they want the weather to be like this? Because there probably is somebody. There's somebody from up north who says, y'all, you're whining and complaining.
Yeah.
This isn't even cold.
Right.
You want to feel cold? Go to
Minnesota.
Wisconsin, something like that.
Right.
And then I have this vision. As soon as we said that, I had the vision of the people who go to the Green Bay Packers games. Right. And they're out there and there's like snow on the ground and it's 7 degrees and they don't have a shirt on.
They have like a cheese head on and it doesn't even cover their ears.
It's like the naked guys when they go to the A-State games.
Oh, man.
Because there's a couple games, you know, like the beginning of the A-State football season is normally pretty.
Yeah.
And then by the end of it, it kind of, you know, can turn a little bit cold and rainy. And those guys are out there. The
Mad
naked
respect
guys,
for those guys.
Doesn't even matter. I mean, it can be 7 degrees and I'm down there like, is there a heater?
Right.
And they're over there.
Just having fun.
Yeah, with stuff painted on their bodies and they don't care. Anyway. So today's March 1st again. On this day on K-Fine back in 2010, the number one song on K-Fine was by Josh Turner, and it was this one right here.
So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby, why don't we just dance?
That was number one on K-Fine back on this date in 2010.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm going to write that. I might even tattoo that on my wife.
Oh.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So she goes out and she decides that she wants to get me a new alarm clock. Because I've had the one that I've had for probably over 20 years.
Can I ask a question? Hmm. So you don't use your phone?
I do. It's backup.
Oh, okay.
But it also allows me to see the time in the middle of the night. Without me having to pick up my phone.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, the reason you've overslept a number of times is probably because you use one alarm. I use three.
No. Now I use like 7.
But you have to. You wake up at 4, you have to do that. So she decides that I've had it too long. It's ugly. It was before we were ever together. All the stupid stuff.
Oh, wow. So it's vintage.
It's vintage. I mean, we've been married 10 years, and I've had this thing literally probably since the late 90s.
So you're wanting to keep it because it's sentimental.
I don't even know if it's sentimental.
No, say it.
I don't know if it's that.
Okay.
Here's what I know. I know how it works. I know how to do it.
Okay.
I know the buttons. I know how to set it quickly. I've done that for the last, let's say it's been 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know how it works. She bought me the new one because it's smaller and it looks better and it looks more current for today, and you can actually plug a USB thing in and charge your phone and all this kind of stuff. So she's so excited about it.
And it fits your decor.
But I still don't really understand how to use it. Welcome to today, where I wake up at 4 o'clock and the alarm goes off. And it's, first of all, let me go ahead and go through the succession of what the alarms sound like, okay?
Mm.
First of all, it starts with my phone and it does this.
Oh, I have that one too.
Right? A little bit obnoxious, but not scary. Like, you don't jump out of bed like, oh my gosh.
No.
You just know it's time to wake up. Well, the one that is on the actual alarm clock is a little more scary, and it sounds kind of like this. Right?
Like there's been some national disaster.
Right.
Right.
It's like you're getting out of bed when that one goes off. So this morning, this one goes off early. And of course, I'm blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So I get up and I'm like, okay, get the dog outside, get the coffee ready. And I realize that within about 5 minutes, and I'm like, oh, son of a gun, I have to go in there and shut it off, right? So I go in there and I hit the button. And I think I have it fixed.
This has happened to me.
And then I hear this 5 minutes later. Again, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. My wife doesn't wake up at 4 o'clock. I go in there and I'm like, son of a gun, I hit the button again. 5 minutes later.
Oh my gosh.
I take my phone in there, right? I have the flashlight on my phone and I'm looking at the thing and I'm like, you stupid button.
Yeah.
5 minutes later.
It's possessed.
This happened 5 times.
Did she ever move?
She was so mad. Because one of the times when I walked in there, she had already rolled over to try to turn it off, but we don't know where the buttons are.
So she's hitting it.
So we're basically hitting snooze because I don't know where the buttons are. I knew the buttons in the dark on my other one.
Yeah.
Like I knew fingers go here, bam, that's the one. That's the one that turns it off. You don't hit snooze because if you hit snooze, they keep on going and they go and go and go and go. So here again is the thing. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. There was no sense in getting that new alarm clock. It cost $18. We did not need to spend that $18.
But it looks so much better.
It doesn't look any better, and now it's annoying, and she'll be mad all day. I promise you that. You know that. Her day started awful.
Did you reset it just to wake her up again?
Oh, I should have.
Every hour.
She would have never figured it out.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, we're talking about the Kardashians and Jenners, and we're talking cheating, and it doesn't involve Khloe. Gotcha gossip on the way.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
What else happens in every little honky-tonk bar? About 2 o'clock, somebody staggers into the bathroom. And you're like, ooh, no! No!
Is this personal experience? Oh.
We do not reference the past.
Oh, okay.
We do not reference the old club remotes that we used to do on a regular basis. That is off limits.
Okay.
But anybody who was there will fondly remember our times. Let's do this.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on the Kardashian-Jenner family. More gossip. So they have fallen on some rough times as far as relationships go. So Khloe's boyfriend, Tristan, messed around with Kylie Jenner's now former best friend, Jordan Woods. We have that going on. Well, now there's a rumor going around that Kylie's been cheated on by her boyfriend and the father of her child, Stormy, Travis Scott.
Golly.
Right. So a source says Travis flew home from his tour earlier this week to surprise Kylie and their daughter Stormy. But at some point during the day, she found something that led her to believe that he is not being faithful to her. And apparently they got in a big fight. So he ends up canceling his show and tells everybody that next night, saying it's illness, I'm sick. But he did not go to Buffalo, New York. And so people are thinking, he's trying to do damage control. So anyway, there's that.
What a story.
Yeah.
What is the deal with all of that? And here's Kanye staying loyal.
Yeah, right.
Hey, got you gossip on Luke Perry from 90210. It's kind of odd. We don't talk a lot about Beverly Hills 90210, but we talked about the fact they were about to reboot and do a deal where the main actors are trying. The show is them going back and trying to get their show back on TV. That was the idea behind the show. And Luke Perry was going to be a part of that. Then we got word, late in the morning, that Luke Perry had suffered what we believe to be a stroke.
Yeah.
And they're calling it a massive stroke. And he's currently at a hospital in Los Angeles under, quote, observation. Now, people are saying he's not in a coma, but they are saying he has been sedated, but not in a coma, but they're saying it was a pretty massive stroke. So our thoughts to Luke Perry will continue to follow that story as we go throughout the day and the weekend.
Gotcha gossip on the Jonas Brothers. I know so many people that are freaking out today because not only are they grown and married and back together, but they have a new song and a new video out. It's called Sucker. This is what it sounds like.
I'm a sucker for you.
So what's really cute in the video, it's their wives. I think there's only one that's not married, but it's he's engaged. I think they're getting married. Kevin, they're getting married
now,
this summer.
Married.
Which one is it?
Joe.
Joe's the one that's getting married this summer.
Yeah.
But their wives are in the video. It looks like the video was a ton of fun to make. So anyway, it's up on our blog, the BBI team blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And of course, every morning on KFine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was kind of surprised. I was looking at stuff, kind of preparing for the weekend, and I know it's going to be cold. Like the wind chill is going to be like 3 when we wake up on Monday. I didn't realize American Idol is already back this weekend.
What?
Yes.
Man.
There's a big trailer out where they're all walking and dancing and coming out of rooms and stuff like that.
Is it still true that you like to pretend you're Ryan Seacrest in the mirror and you like to say his line?
What's his line?
Go ahead. I want you to say it because you've done it a million times since I've known you.
This is American Idol. I'm coming for your job, Seacrest.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we have the ultimate Garth Brooks getaway. That deal is going through the weekend, but we're making our final on-air finalists today. And our final time to make a finalist happens sometime before 8 o'clock this morning. You're listening for the song, The Thunder Rolls. When you hear that song, be caller number 10. We'll make you one of our finalists. We'll give you a K-Fine prize pack. And here's what you get when you go see Garth. You get the tickets to see Garth at a sold-out show in St. Louis. The stadium tour. We're going to fly you up there on Air Choice One, and we're going to give you 2 nights at the St. Louis Union Station Hotel. All of that, we just give to you. And we're going to make a finalist before 8 o'clock this morning. You're listening for The Thunder Rolls.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So 28-year-old Matthew broke into someone's garage in Erie, Pennsylvania earlier this week, and he stole a ton of stuff. He stole some hunting gear, tools, and other various items. But all the stuff was pretty heavy, and he didn't want to make multiple trips. So he also stole a sled from the garage to transport the stuff. That's pretty smart, right?
Well, I guess.
Well, there was snow on the ground, and the tracks he left in the snow led police straight to his house.
No.
Less than 2 blocks away.
How dumb is that?
Right. So he's facing multiple felonies, criminal trespassing, theft, and receiving stolen property. Mm. And it turns out he was also arrested back in October for 2 other thefts in the same neighborhood.
Wow.
So I'd be kicking him out of the neighborhood. Yeah. So he's facing a parole violation as well. But speaking of sledding and snow, why did the blonde only wear 1 snow boot?
Ooh, I'm not sure. Why is that, Kelly?
There was only a 50% chance of snow.
I'm out. I quit.
And there's even more proof. People are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Friday, March the 1st of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy, well, I guess we could say belated, kind of.
Yeah.
But there's a gentleman who has a birthday on February 29th. We didn't get a February 29th this year.
So we have to skip it.
So we skip his birthday. No, because we would have skipped my mother's birthday, too.
Yeah.
Happy birthday goes out to Robert Clowers of Leechville, whose birthday would be February 29th.
Happy birthday.
The same as my mama's. All right, celebrating today, we have Rusty Clark of Jonesboro. Angie York has a birthday today. Preston Henricks of Jonesboro. Happy birthday. He worked with us for a while. London May, 14 years old. Mary Beth Pinter of Truman, 13. Grayson Bowker from Smithville turns 8 years old today. Celebrating tomorrow, Tommy Preer from Wynn has a birthday. Tammy Tagmeyer, also from Wynn, celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Michael Broadway of Jonesboro celebrates. Happy birthday. We have Kelly Morey of Jonesboro. Brittany Mitchell from Paragould. Kayla Ballard from Wynn celebrates. How about this one? Krista Lale and Trista Lale. They are mother and daughter sharing the same birthday.
How cute.
From Truman. And Darabeth Sharp of Jonesboro celebrates. I've known her since she was just a child. We have Kristen and Kara Hawkins of Leechville turning 14. And on Sunday, Tara Johnson of Jonesboro has a birthday. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say
happy,
Happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Justin Bieber is 25 today.
Happy birthday, Justin. I read a story today on Justin Bieber that said he kind of regrets not getting a prenup.
A little too late now.
Happy birthday. That's crazy.
Kesha is 32 today.
Happy birthday, Kesha.
Mark Paul Gosselaar is 45 today. That was Zach Preppy on Saved by the Bell.
That's awesome.
Booker T is 54 today, WWE Hall of Famer.
Happy birthday, Booker.
Ron Howard is 65 today. Opie.
Okay. Who can do the theme to the Andy Griffith Show?
Okay, that's all
that
I'm
was
do.
Excellent, Kelly. Thank you for that. Please never again. What's that?
Catherine Bach is 65. That's Daisy Duke, the original Daisy Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard.
She's the queen of the short denim shorts.
Did you have her poster on your wall?
No, but I wore shorts like her when I was 18.
You did, and if anyone would like to see a picture, let me know, because I
online.
Have it.
Yeah.
On Saturday, Luke Combs is 29. We have to celebrate Luke.
Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me.
Luke Combs, 29 years old tomorrow.
The quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger, is 37 on Saturday. Rebel Wilson is going to be 39. That's Fat Amy on Pitch Perfect. Chris Martin is 42. Coldplay. John Bon Jovi will be 57 on
come
Saturday.
Come on. A bad name. I remember at Weatherford Elementary School, Plano, Texas, I was a fan of Bon Jovi and other boys weren't, and they didn't think I was cool because I like Bon Jovi.
Did you wear those tight jeans and feather out your hair?
Well, yeah, and that's where they were liking Metallica and scary music, and I like Bon Jovi.
I can't.
It was the scary music. I was like, oh, man, I don't know what they do when they go home, but they're scary to me.
Camila Cabello is going to be 22 on Sunday.
Havana, nana.
Hey.
Half of my heart is
who
in
else do you have?
Jessica Biel, Miss Justin Timberlake, will be 37 on Sunday. David Faustino is 45. That was Bud Bundy on Married with Children.
And when I was in high school, the jocks compared me to Bud Bundy.
I'm so sorry.
Bud Bundy was the one that never could get a girl.
Julie Bowen is 49.
I think that's I was
Claire
abused my whole life.
On Modern Family. And Jennifer Warnes is 72. She sang on this song right here.
I have no confidence right now. It's gone. Anyway, K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Angie York, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete.
Can we react this dance to, or reenact this dance today?
Let's try that.
Okay.
Wes, do you have a video camera?
Of course.
Would you have to run?
I was thinking you'd be the one I'd have to lift.
Oh, good, yes. I'm in for that.
You're the one thing
I can't get enough of.
I just got a note from Kelly.
Sure I'll tell you something.
Dear Brandon, our song.
Kelly? Whatever.
I had the time of my life.
everybody.
Hey, baby.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Within 25 minutes, we make our finalists for the Garth Brooks Getaway with Air Choice One in the St. Louis Lambert International Airport coming up before 8 o'clock this morning when you hear the thunder rolls. How does that go, Kelly?
And the thunder rolls.
Wes, our intern, is in here with us this morning. I don't know if you can smell it, but she drinks a lot.
Brandon! Everyone, that is not true.
I'm going to save the comment on that
It's
one.
Just me,
so
unfortunately.
Yeah. So Wes had the chance to come in and, like, you know, you come in to our show, and the thing he will be able to vouch for is that we are the same off the air as we are on the air. Like, there's no difference.
Mm-hmm.
And we just took a photo with Wes. Wes, how tall are you?
6'5".
And you hated taking the photo.
Almost
because
made him
he's
sit
taller.
Down.
Originally, he did tell me to, like, just kind of shrink a little bit.
Excuse me, Brandon Baxter makes the guests sit down so he feels taller.
Oh, I'm going to have a complex
Such
all
a
day.
Diva.
Can this day be over yet? Hey, we do have cool stuff from Thomas Rhett. Let's do some country music news and play a snippet of that new Thomas stuff. Are y'all ready for it? Country music news.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Thomas Rhett has dropped new music today. He's actually performing on SNL tomorrow night as well. He's all excited about that. The song is called Look What God Gave Her. Thomas Rhett. New stuff, and this is what it sounds like.
Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault. No, look what God gave her.
I like it.
Cute.
You can actually check out the entire song right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
There's a cool video out of Kacey Musgraves, and she's performing at the Ryman. She's in a concert, and she brings up Hayley Williams of Paramore, and they sing together. It's Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Listen to this.
I was supposed to be at that show.
I know.
Y'all about Kacey.
Did not.
I did. I love surprise casting shows. Kacey Musgraves and Hayley Williams of Paramore.
They are new to leggings.
That video's up as well.
It's on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And thoughts to Lindsay L., who actually went into the hospital yesterday and had some precancerous stuff removed. Mm-hmm. She kind of documented that on her social media. She was saying, hey, the doctor just said, hey, you might want to go ahead and do this while you can get stuff out of there. So thoughts to Lindsay L. this morning. And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon, it's Kelly, it's intern Wes hanging with us this morning. So, we have Garth, the ultimate Garth getaway to St. Louis. So, we're looking to make finalists, and today on the radio is your final chance to become finalists on the air. Okay, we're only going to make 10 finalists. Let's go to the phones. Caller number 10 is right there, and we're about to make their day. Hey, good morning, Kate Fine. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Caitlin.
Caitlin, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, we're doing all right. Where are you calling from?
Paraglobe.
What are you doing this morning?
I just took my daughter to school.
All right. And what happens after you drop your daughter off at school?
I run home and rush to get ready and head to work.
All right. Where do you work?
I'm at Dead On General Contracting.
Awesome. So here's what's happening. We have a Garth Brooks show that's 1 week from tomorrow. And we're sending somebody to St. Louis, and we're making 10 finalists, only 10. And Caitlin, you are one of those 10.
All right, Caitlin.
Yay.
So we're going to hook you up with the K-Fine prize pack as a qualifying prize. And then on Monday morning, if your phone rings and it's this number, you're going to see Garth.
Okay, awesome.
Have you ever seen Garth in concert before?
I have, yes, once.
So the neat thing about this, Caitlin, is it's going to be tickets to Garth in St. Louis, which is sold out. We have airfare from Air Choice One, and we also have a two-night stay at the St. Louis Union Station Hotel. So if you win on Monday, you get all of that.
Awesome.
So have a great weekend, and if we call you on Monday, get ready to be excited, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, more chances to become finalists throughout the day today. David the Barrel Boy has a chance at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And Kelly, the song that you need to be listening for with David between 3 and 4 is...
Rodeo.
Well, she knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go.
When you hear this song between 3 and 4...
Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's the dust and mud, it's the roar of a Sunday crowd.
Caller 10 when you hear it.
It's white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Congratulations again goes out to Caitlin Brewer, another finalist for the Ultimate Garth Getaway. It's pretty cool because we actually give that away on Monday. Only a couple more chances on the radio to become a finalist. The next one's with David the Barrel Boy. So 3 o'clock today, between 3 and 4. You're listening for the song Rodeo.
Yeah.
So there's one song, like I was thinking about Garth as I was going through the day, and I kept singing one song, and it's probably, I don't know if you guys even will know this one as much as some of the other hits. Kelly knows it probably. Wes, are you a Garth fan?
Yeah, yeah, I like Garth. Not my favorite 90s artist, 90s, early 2000s, but you know, you can't not love Garth.
Well, who would your favorite be then?
I was a Travis Tritt fan.
Oh! The greatest hits from Travis Tritt is a great album.
I love Travis Tritt. I don't know why I was a big Travis Tritt fan as much, because he wasn't as big when I was younger, but still.
Were your parents big Travis Tritt fans?
No, actually, I think my mom didn't like Travis Tritt at all.
Maybe that's why you liked him so much.
Actually, that's probably it.
But there's so many good ones, like you had Help Me Hold On to What We Had.
Travis Tritt is awesome.
We had this one.
It was all with the best of intentions.
This one.
My mind keeps recreating.
Wes is real happy, isn't it? How about this one?
You see, I'm gonna be somebody.
Okay, so Garth is my favorite.
Okay, well, I liked the one that helped me learn how to spell trouble.
of course, I don't have the hook set for that.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Kelly, for going the difficult route.
Yep.
Back to Garth, though. So many great Garth songs. The one I was singing all day.
Takes me back. Makes me wonder.
You know what?
What she do now?
Were you thinking about an ex?
That's weird.
Hey, at least I'm not wearing a see-through shirt today.
Okay, that's a low blow. No, you can't say that. That is not true. No.
I'm out of this conversation.
No. He's looking at the intern.
We're out of this conversation.
Trying to get him to say something.
If I'm Michael Scott, he's Ryan.
Yes.
Ryan,
you're making him uncomfortable.
This show is so random and so weird.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Today is National Read Across America Day. Also, apparently, it is National Wear a See-Through Shirt to Work Day with Kelly Perry.
Brandon.
I posted a censored photo on my Instagram story.
Oh, my gosh.
Because when we hit the flash on the photo, well, there was a flash, all right.
Brandon
on KFIN. It's censored, though, y'all.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon, you've crossed the line. I think I say that every week.
I did not cross the line. I did not.
You put a picture of me up that is not... You're making it look inappropriate, and it wasn't inappropriate.
It kind of was. Slightly. I can't help it. I can't help what you wear. If you wear clothes, when lights hit it, they become see-through. I can't control
it. Let me explain to people what I have on. It is...
See-through clothes.
No. It is
the
basically,
Kylie collection.
It's from the Kardashians. It's just a...
Where's your tooth?
It's like it... It's like an $11 shirt that's a pullover.
Well, that's why it's so thin.
That you could wear with anything. It's not a dressy shirt.
Right,
I know. It's just a, oh my gosh.
It's a thin shirt. It's an $11 thin shirt that's see-through.
It is not. Right now, you can't see through it.
Wes?
No, don't do that to him.
I mean, there's a picture. There is a picture.
So
Wes is our intern. It's his first day to shadow the show, and you wear see-through clothes.
I'm coming back every day.
Oh, my God. Wes, get out. I am being ganged up. Okay. Now, listen. So he put it on a story, everyone, and put a block over it. So there you go.
It's up on my Instagram story. It might be worse than it appears. Or if you're fine with it, I'll post the original as well.
It doesn't show anything.
I'll post the original.
No, don't.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks to my new friends on Instagram.
I have a bone to pick with your friends that just got onto your Instagram. They just got on there to see the lies you're spewing.
I'm not spewing lies. We had to censor a picture of Kelly.
Sounds so dumb.
Because the shirt that she wore when the flash hit it, much like, I don't know, Kylie Jenner,
it's
Kendall
nothing
Jenner,
like the Jenners.
You're supposed to wear undergarments and...
What, Brandon? That's a little much.
Wes was uncomfortable. Wes has been here for 1 hour. He's filed a complaint.
He's already called.
He's called HR. No, legit though. Here's the thing. Pictures don't lie. And if you allow me to post the uncensored version, I will.
It's not bad.
Okay.
No, don't.
Let me tell you what I did last night. I'm on the phone with my mother and it's her birthday. So we're talking about, you know, basically life. And we had this great conversation and I just weighed myself a little bit before after I worked out and I asked her to guess my weight and she guessed about 40 pounds less than what I weigh. And I'm like, but I think I carry it well, Mom, right?
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I have Leslie take a photo of me.
Why do you do this
while
to
I'm
yourself?
Talking to my mother?
Why do you do this to yourself?
And I was in a shirt and I thought I looked pretty good, right? I'm like, yeah, look at that. So then I'm like, hang on, try one more, right? So I just had my shorts.
I can already know what your wife did when you took off your shirt.
She rolled her eyes.
Yeah, because she, yes.
And then she took the picture.
And did she start giggling?
She showed it to me and she could see it in my eyes and then she started laughing. And I thought, oh my gosh, pictures don't lie. That's what I look like. Because in my mind, when I look in the mirror, I look one way.
Yeah.
But when I see myself in a photo, I'm like,
man,
not what I really thought. So then I said, you're going to have to stand up because she was sitting on the couch. When she stood up from a different angle, guess what happened? It didn't change.
I was about to say it looked the same.
Then I said, you're going to have to turn the flash on. And she did that. And guess what?
The same.
It didn't change that much. Then I told her she was too far away from me. Get closer. Yeah.
Wow.
We've all gone through moments
where we
have these visions of what we look like and then we see a photo.
Or you'll have a day where you're like, you know what? I feel good about myself. Looking cute today. Mm-hmm. And then someone will take a picture or whatever. And you're like,
oh, I've gone home and thrown clothes away after I've seen photos I didn't like.
Like your skinny jeans. And your high top chucks.
I do want to apologize if anybody saw me when I was going through that phase. I think I was going through a midlife crisis.
Your reinvention of yourself.
But my wife helped me pick that stuff out. And I don't know if that's young fashion that doesn't look right on my body type.
Yeah.
Because not everything. Like, you have to know your body type and what to wear.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, yeah, my body type is difficult. You try to find jeans with me. I'm just saying.
What? Well, you have muscular legs.
And
so it makes a butt.
And my legs aren't that long. And for people who have never seen me, I'm creating this awful visual.
I'm going to start listing characteristics of him.
Right. What I want you to do if you've never seen me is draw a picture of what you think I look like and send it to me.
And tag us on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, you can do all of that stuff. So on Instagram and on Twitter and on Snapchat, mine is Brandon on KFIN.
I'm Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on more drama of the Kardashian and Jenner family. So they've fallen on some rough times with their relationships. Khloe's boyfriend, Tristan Thompson, messed around with Kylie Jenner's now former best friend, Jordan Woods. Right. Well, now there's a rumor going around that Kylie's been cheated on by her boyfriend and father of her child, Travis Scott.
Golly.
Now, he's a rapper, if you didn't know. But a source says that Travis flew home from his tour earlier to surprise Kylie and his daughter, Stormy. But during that day, at some point, Kylie supposedly found something that incriminates him as far as cheating goes. Golly. So he came home, they got in a huge fight, and he even canceled his concert that night, telling everybody he was sick. So we don't really have a report or anything on what the actual truth is, but there could be trouble in paradise.
Gotcha Gossip on Luke Perry. He is the actor from Beverly Hills 90210 and also Riverdale. It's kind of a wild story because we had just announced yesterday morning that some of the original cast members from 90210 were going to be back on a little spinoff show, and the show was going to be based on them trying to get their show back on TV. Luke Perry was going to be a part of that, and then just within hours of that coming out, he suffered a massive stroke. He's still in the hospital. They're saying they're keeping him there for testing. We've heard reports that he is not in a coma, even though they're keeping him sedated. Mm-hmm. They're trying to figure out exactly what's going on. But our thoughts go out to Luke Perry, who's in a hospital still this morning.
Gotcha Gossip on the Jonas Brothers. So they're grown up. Most of them are married. One of them's getting married this summer. And they're back together. So basically, they announced their comeback. And then right afterwards, they have a song that came out with a video.
Yep.
Listen to this.
I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me. I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things no one knows about you. About you. About you.
I have waited for so many years for the return of the Jonas Brothers.
Have you? Well, in the video, their wives and girlfriend are in the video, and it looks like a really that they had a lot of fun. Yeah. But it's up on our on the blog, the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And of course, every morning on KFine, we got you guys.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I realize that there is something that's coming to a restaurant that is going to entice me to want to go.
What is it?
Like if you go somewhere and you get nuggets or something like that, there's different dipping sauces,
yeah.
Right? What kind of sauce would you typically get?
My favorite is the Polynesian sauce.
Who has that?
Chick-fil-A. And it's really good.
The Polynesian.
You've never had it?
No, I've never had it.
And then at McDonald's, I love hot mustard.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, since I was three, yeah,
me
I think.
Too. So evidently, you mentioned Chick-fil-A. They have their Chick-fil-A sauce, which is amazing. Like I even dip fries in Chick-fil-A sauce. Well, they're about to put out a cheese type of sauce, like a dipping cheese.
Mm.
To me, that sounds amazing.
That does sound good.
Because I think about when I go to get those pretzels, right? And like a pretzel's a pretzel, but there's something about having a pretzel when you dip it in cheese. It makes it amazing.
It takes it over the edge, yeah.
So that's coming soon to Chick-fil-A. Get ready for the cheese sauce.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we had our intern in the studio this morning. His name is Wes.
And I love him.
He's a new intern. He got to come in and see what the show is like. And I think it was probably
a little bit of a shock.
I don't know, because I think people think that there's no way that we're like this all the time, and we are.
Yeah, it's just like that one girl at the prom fashion show, that the high school girl that was like, she said that to us. She was like, y'all act like you do on air. And we were like, that's how we are.
The best part about our show is it's really us. Like, we don't act. We don't try to play radio. We don't try to do anything like that. If we're awful at something or we make mistakes, hey, we'll tell you
we're
that
we're going to claim it.
Like today, Kelly wore a shirt that's see-through.
And today, Brandon keeps beating a dead horse by telling people over and over again.
Let me explain. There's new people listening who haven't heard that you're wearing a see-through shirt.
Well.
So there you go. And for people who haven't seen it, I had to censor it on my Instagram story.
Go to his Instagram story and just look at it, because it's not bad.
There's
and
a
he's
censor
trying
bar.
To make it.
I had to censor it.
Well, I didn't even know what that meant when you censored it. You wrote something on it and I didn't get it.
No, that's one of the things, like you can, what do you call those things that you can just put over there? Like, I didn't make that myself. That's one that's already in there.
But
I searched
for it. But it has letters
that.
On it, and I don't know what that means.
NSFW means not safe for work. And that's what you came in with. A shirt that wasn't safe for work.
Not true.
A shirt that when the flash went off, you could see through it. With an intern in here on his first day.
Well, we don't need to use flashes then.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Thomas Rhett has a lot going on as we go throughout the weekend. He's dropped a new song early this morning. And also, he's performing tomorrow night on Saturday Night Live. So he's all excited about that. If you haven't heard the new Thomas Rhett song, we have it right here. It's called Look What God Gave Her. New stuff from Thomas Rhett.
Look what God gave her. How perfect he made her. She walks in the room. It's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves. How could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault. No. Look what God gave her.
Check out the song right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
There's a video out of Kacey Musgraves, and she's performing at the Ryman in Nashville, and she's performing a song. She brings out Hayley Williams of Paramore, and they're doing Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Listen to this.
I was supposed to be at the Ryman for the show.
I know.
I didn't think Hayley had on pants at one point.
Yeah.
It does appear that she has on leggings. So you can check out that video too.
It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, what's on TV this weekend?
John Mulaney is going to host Saturday Night Live, and our friend Thomas Rhett is going to be the musical guest.
Sweet.
Sunday, we also have the 17th season premiere of American Idol. And Sunday is also the World of Dance and The Walking Dead.
Hope you guys have a great weekend. Don't forget, if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen to the entire show, all of the shows from all of this week on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast.
All you have to do is search Brandon Baxter in the Morning, wherever you get your podcasts.